WMAL News at Noon. Good afternoon. I'm Steve Burns. Police in Little Rock, Arkansas now say 25 people were shot last night in a nightclub. Remarkably, all are expected to survive. Little Rock Police Chief Kevin Bruckner.
Other individuals were injured, either being trampled or trying to exit the location. The youngest individual being age 16. All of that is preliminary information. We do not believe that this was an act of terror.
It's not clear at this point if the shooter is in custody, but police again say it does not look like terror or an active shooter. They say instead it likely stemmed from a fight during a concert. Doctors at Bronx Lebanon Hospital are recounting the panic, then the plan, going into action after a gunman opened fire yesterday. Sridhar Chilamari, the hospital's physician in chief.
We took them directly to the emergency room so we could work on them quite quickly. So the point that, yes, this happening in a hospital which is well prepared for it, we think will end up with good outcomes at the end.
Dr. Henry Bello killed one person, injured six others before turning the gun on himself. Authorities say Bello resigned from the hospital 2 years ago after sexual assault allegations surfaced. The New York Daily News says it got an email from Bello 2 hours before the shooting. They report Bello blamed a doctor for blocking his chances to practice medicine and blamed the hospital for his termination. President Trump may be throwing a wrench into Senate Republicans' plans, offering the idea via Twitter to just repeal Obamacare, worry about replacement later. Deputy White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders, though, says that's still plan B.
The president hasn't changed his thinking at all. I mean, he's campaigned on, talked about since he was elected, repealing and replacing Obamacare. We're still fully committed to pushing through with the Senate at this point, but we're, you know, looking at every possible option of repealing and replacing Obamacare.
Senators have left town for the 4th of July recess. An MS-13 gang member has been convicted in Montgomery County of ordering the deaths of two men that he thought were part of a rival gang. Turns out they weren't. Jose Zalvidar, who was 16 at the time, now 17, says two men wearing red, the colors of a rival gang, at the Lake Forest Mall in Gaithersburg last September, he saw them there. Four of Zalvidar's associates started chasing the two men in the mall's parking lot. One was stabbed in the buttocks before they both made it back inside the mall. The injuries there were minor. A North Carolina man's been sentenced to 2 years in prison in connection with a series of computer hacks that targeted former CIA Director John Brennan and some other government officials.
23-year-old Andrew Otto Boggs of North Wilkesboro, North Carolina, pleaded guilty earlier this year to unauthorized computer access for his participation in the hacking group Crackers with Attitude. In 2015 and 16, the hackers gained access to personal online accounts of senior U.S. government officials. The two-year prison sentence imposed in U.S. District Court in Alexandria matched that sought by prosecutors. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
There are different laws around fireworks in each jurisdiction around here, but D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser has some words of advice. Why risk it yourself when you have this going on the 4th?
So we want to remind everybody, we have the best fireworks display anywhere in the USA. Yeah, I said it. Anywhere in the USA. Best right here.
Certain fireworks are legal, others not so much.
They're shooting off in the air, they're illegal. They sound like a bomb, they're illegal. They come in a little box that you buy at a licensed fireworks stand in the district, then you could probably use those.
DC Fire says they respond to about 18,000 calls around the 4th every year. Now this WMAL leaderboard update from the Quicken Loans National Golf Tournament underway this weekend in Potomac. Current leader is David Lingmerth at 10 under par. Stay with WMAL for Quicken Loans coverage all weekend long. 12:04 now, heading back into the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Neil West has the latest.
Multi-vehicle crash now, 95 northbound near Triangle. That's on the shoulder. Forest Hills, Connecticut Avenue between Chesapeake Street and Brandywine Street. All of the lanes are still blocked. The exit ramp blocked in Alexandria, Telegraph Road southbound near the ramp to I-95. And in Aldi, that earlier crash, James Monroe Highway at John Mosby Highway, has cleared. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Could see some scattered storms this afternoon. Highs getting up to around 90. Partly cloudy tonight, down to the mid-70s. Tomorrow looking mostly sunny. Highs up to 93. Monday, still clear. Highs around 94. Looking ahead to the 4th on Tuesday, partly cloudy with a stray storm possible. Up around 93 for a high. Right now, 84 in Centerville, 83 in Silver Spring. We're at 85 right here in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL.
Okay, and here's the legal mumbo-jumbo. The opinions voiced in Wealth from Wisdom with Ron Carson are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine what is appropriate for you, consult a qualified professional. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. Investing involves risk, including possible loss of principal. No strategy assures success or protects from loss. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
The stock market hit another all-time record today.
As much as $10 billion in Social Security benefits go unclaimed every single year.
The Federal Reserve announced that they will raise interest rates by 250
basis. The skyrocketing cost of health care and retirement could now run $350,000.
Planning for retirement today is a whole new ballgame. It's loaded with challenges, obstacles, and trapdoors. But you can do this, and we can be your guide. Welcome to Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson. Straightforward and objective advice and how you could make your money go further in retirement. And now, here's your host, Ron Carson.
It's probably one of your largest assets, and it could be responsible for carrying you through decades, decades of retirement, decades of financial freedom, really the kind of life that you dreamed of. Yet for so many people, it sits in a corner, largely ignored. You know what I'm talking about. I think it's your 401k. Because we do. We all get so busy with the whirlwind of career, the whirlwind of kids, the whirlwind of stuff that so often we can't get on top and really take a look at really the things that are critically important. But this is a big one. This is one that impacts 52 million Americans that have a staggering $4.4 trillion socked away, and I hope you're one of them. And Paul, we see this all the time, is a lot of random series of decisions get made, right? I do a little bit of this, I do a little bit of that, without a real common objective, a common goal. So here's a question I have for you is, and these are warning signs that you may be doing this, can you actually tell me the name of the investments inside your 401k? Could you tell me what the objective is, who the manager is, how long that manager's actually been there? All really important information to set yourself up for success. Also, when's the last time you reviewed, rebalanced these investments? Is it possible that the run-up, this current run-up in the stock market, has left you in a position where maybe you're taking a lot more risk than you're comfortable taking? You don't even know what that level is. And Paul, you know, I've talked about people think they're going 10 mile an hour over the speed limit. I was just with Danica Patrick this weekend at the Sonoma Raceway. I was actually
really
tip, by the way. They fly around there. So I guarantee you, you don't want to go that fast.
How are your ears?
You know, actually great, because I had earphones on the whole time. But, you know, all this thing with the 401k is, it's one of those things that, you know, going back to $4.4 trillion, 52 million Americans, and it's just too big of an asset to not really pay attention to. I hope people that are listening are squirming right now in their seat because they don't have the answers, and we're at least getting them a little uncomfortable to take some action, because no action is a heavy price to pay, and you could erase years of savings. The bottom line is you can't afford to ignore your 401k. And there's some simple things that you can do to maximize it. We're going to run through 9-point checklist today that can help you reboot your 401k, but ultimately really help you make the most out of this big resource that could really lead to financial freedom and retirement for you.
Yeah, Ron, I love the questions you're asking. I'd probably throw three more in there with you. One, how many of you could actually name the website that you need to go to log into your 401k? Two, how many of you actually know your user ID, let alone your password, unless you have it on a sticky note somewhere? And again, I advise you don't have
do that. Yeah. Kind of defeats the purpose of a password,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Exactly right. But three, when is the last time you actually made a change? And it's fascinating to me, people use their 401k or their retirement plan, maybe your 403b plan, and they use a set it and forget it mentality, and that is not a healthy thing to do. Now, it's better than doing nothing, but it could almost be equally as dangerous as doing nothing. And so many times I talk with people about their 401k, and they're like, I really have no idea what I have. And that's okay. We don't expect you to be experts. What we want to give you today is some common advice that you understand that you can make some changes and feel comfortable in how you approach it, because the world is different. And I'll never forget when, you know, I started in business a little over 20 years ago in this great profession of giving advice. My grandmother at the time, you know, bless her soul, she's up in heaven now. And she said to me, Paul, what time do you get coffee breaks? I'm like, well, there's no set times. There's no in the world, you know, there's no 10 o'clock set coffee break, noon set lunch, you know, 3 o'clock coffee break. That world's gone. Well, in that world and that she was coming from and from my grandfather was the pension world, where everybody got a pension and they didn't have to worry about their own personal contributions to retirement. Well, the world today is so much different. Nearly all of us are forced to make contributions out of our income into our 401k or 403b or whatever plan you may have, and we've got to figure out ways to do that. So the onus of control has shifted from the employer to us as the employee. And I know we don't use the word employee here at the Carson Group, Ron. We use stakeholder. But each one of us now have more control than ever before. But that's scary at times, because you got to make sure you take advantage of what you need to do and don't have blinders on the whole time in your approach.
Yeah. So, Paul, I can see the reactions out there of the all the thousands of people that are listening to Wealth from Wisdom. They're like, oh, my gosh. It's like I am so exhausted. I work all the time. I've got kids. I've got parents that have health care needs. It is just so overwhelming. And so what we're going to ask you to do is we're going to today show 9 simple things you can do. You can evaluate. Give up balance here in the short run to have ultimate balance later on. That's what we talk about all the time. Make a small investment of time here so you can make sure that you're on the right road. And the first one we really covered, and it's a biggie. It's what the heck is in your 401k. Understand not just the name, or does the name sound clever, is what's in it, what's it hold, is there continuity of management, how are they doing, are they performing relative to what it's supposed to do? Don't get caught up in the trap of buying past performance, because that'll suck you into a loser's game. But is it doing what you expect it to do? For example, if it's a growth fund and it has more risk than the general market, it should be performing better than the S&P 500. If it has half the risk, it should be only up about as half as much, because it only fall half as much when things go down. But really understanding what is in the 401k.
Yeah, and Ron, so most of us don't understand, if we're making investments and we're not in the financial sector, is how do I actually figure out what's inside of there? Because I may see, hey, I'm in a S&P 500. But am I in a ETF, which is an exchange-traded fund, or am I in a mutual fund? Because there could be a huge difference. And, Ron, we were helping a family review their existing 401k plan. And they said, Paul, this is great. I'm matched to the market. I've got everything in a S&P 500 fund. Now, I use the word fund. They were in a mutual fund. So there are many resources out there. You can use the resource that's already on your 401k's website, or go out to TD Ameritrade or Fidelity or Morningstar or Yahoo Finance and any of those and put in that 5-ticker symbol, and it's going to help tell you what the actual expense ratio is inside of there. And for this family round, they're like, this is great. I'm in an S&P 500 fund. I've got really low expenses. They plugged it in, Ron, and it was 0.97%.
What should have been a very low-cost strategy.
Should have been
S&P
super
500,
low cost.
Yeah.
But they didn't know. So they just said, hey, I'm in the right investment, close to the market, so I needed a way to look at it. So I just give you advice that know what's inside of there. Know if you own a stock, a bond, a mutual fund, an ETF. And if you don't, have someone else, a professional, look at it.
Number 2 on the list, Paul, is risk budget. We talk about that all the time. What is, I call it your uncle point. Remember your kid? It holds you down, tickle you until you said uncle. Maybe that's just a Midwest saying, but when do you give up? When do you throw in the towel? The biggest risk always has been, always will be, doing the wrong thing at the wrong time because you didn't expect the amount of a downside risk that you're getting, and really understanding what is the budget, what's the appropriate budget, and this really can only be known by going through working with your advisor and what is your financial plan. Having a real executable game plan will lead you to that number.
Yeah, another one is investment risk, Ron. So how much, maybe you have too much allocated to stocks, or maybe you have too little allocated to stocks and too much to bonds. So that's a big risk we see people take. We also see another one of what we call a rebalance risk. So you maybe have a major market move in international or domestic stocks, or maybe we've had, you know, such an incredible run in the bond market and fixed income, Ron. Maybe it's time to reduce your exposure to there or your total allocation. So those are risks that you need to make sure you match with your risk tolerance overall.
And number three is free money risk. And, Paul, this is one that gets us all the time. People are not maximizing the company's, their employer's match. I mean, these are free. Some cases, a 50 or 100% match, that's free money you're leaving on the table. Or they're front-loading it, and there's not a true-up provision at the end. So then again, you're leaving thousands of dollars on the table.
Yeah. I mean, could you imagine? I know it looks electronic to people, but if you said to someone, hey, Ron, if you put $500 on the table here, and I, as your employer, I'm going to put $500 on there so you have $1,000, and we're going to let that go grow for the next 5, 10, 20, 30 years. If that was sitting there in cash on the table, how many people would say no to that?
I don't think anybody, if they really understood what they were giving up, which just leads us into create a financial plan, which is not just a 401k, which Paul and I are talking about today. It's taxes, it's Social Security, it's income. It is Medicare and inflation and health care and managing risk, diversification. There's a lot of stuff out there. Again, a well-orchestrated plan, not a random series of decisions. But who are you going to trust? You know, I don't want this to sound self-serving. One thing about the Carson Group, Paul and I, we are, I'm going to call ourselves humbly confident, just like an airline pilot. You don't want them to be timid and not sure about their abilities. And we are good at what we do. We're the number two independent advisor in the country, according to Barron's. We were selected as one of America's top wealth advisors, according to Forbes. We've published four books, including two New York Times bestsellers. We're featured on news outlets all over the place. We write for U.S. News and World Report, regular contributor to Yahoo Finance, CNBC. I serve on several boards, as you do, Paul. Many of our internal, our executive team does. For individual investors like you, including the Fiduciary Institute, the CNBC Advisory Board, the American College. But aside from all that, the most important thing you should know is we can help you. We can help you make the most out of every dollar. Remember I said we're humbly confident. We're good at what we do. Call us to schedule an analysis now at 888-419-8513. That's 888-419-8513. It won't cost you anything, so you've got absolutely nothing to lose. Call 888-419-8513. That's 888-419-8513. Coming up next, we're going to continue our 9-point checklist that will save you potentially thousands on your 401k and make your money go further. I'm Ron Carson with my co-host Paul West, and you're listening to Wealth from Wisdom.
He's seen good times and bad times, and he's got the gray hair to prove it. You're listening to Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
Listening on your terms has never been easier.
This is stunning.
Get breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
It's important.
Available now in the App Store, Google Play, or Android Market.
Is it possible you could pay fewer taxes in retirement and keep this money for yourself? You could. Learn right here and right now on Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
Can you name the investments inside your 401k? I didn't think so. When's the last time you actually reviewed it or even rebalanced these investments? Are you blindly just adding money to your 401k and really no idea how this is all going to work out? Welcome back. I'm Ron Carson with my co-host, Paul West, and thanks for joining us on Wealth from Wisdom. If you don't have the answers to those questions, it's going to be, I believe, a very heavy price to pay, and you could erase a lot of years of effort and sacrifice. And by the way, right now you probably, if you're listening, have time. Maybe you don't have time, but if you have time, you don't want to get to the end and realize there's all these things you could have done. And Paul and I realize we consult with people every day. I don't care if you have a little bit of wealth, a lot of wealth, you're all just so busy. No one has any time, and you really do. You know, one of the things we say here at the Carson Group, Paul, is it's just not a priority. See, we all have 24 hours in a day. Make it a priority, just like you probably do getting your sleep, getting probably working out, We definitely make it a priority to go on vacation, priority to spend time with our family. This is one of those big priority items because it's such a big chunk. 52 million Americans, $4.4 trillion of assets in 401ks. And we're giving people a 9-point checklist. And we were just finishing with number three, Paul, free money. I mean, this is money that easy, 100% or 50% match. You start projecting what that the difference that that'll make. You can't afford to leave any dollars on the table.
Yeah, I'd be wondering if all of our listeners here today, Ron, if we asked you right this second, write down or say out loud what your match is, how many of our listeners could definitively and 100% get that right? And then how many of you are actually putting in that amount? And if you can't, we understand that. But you got to. You got to make every effort from your cash flow to be hitting that at a minimum. I mean, actually, the guidance many people give is you should be putting at least a minimum of 10% in as it goes over your lifetime. So that way you can make sure you can live and have the retirement and the dream that you want to fulfill and live. And I love your priority because, Ron, people are listening to us and they're like, Paul, Ron, we got to do that. We got to do that. And what's going to happen? The weekend's going to pass or this week's going to pass and you're going to forget to do it. You know what word I get tired of? Busy. I'm so busy. And it's like, we all, guess what? The whole world's busy,
yeah.
But it's that to-do list. It's like, what do you want to get done? And more importantly, what's meaningful? Because when we figure out these things, if you cross this off and you know now that you're getting that match and that free money, you're going to feel so much better.
Hey, Paul, I know you do it. I do it. Every night before I go to bed, I list the six most important things I've got to get done the next day in order of priority. It's called my six most, and then I do a vital one theme for the week. There's so much crap that just doesn't matter. And I know I can say crap, Andrew, so don't give me a dirty look. But it just doesn't matter. So let's get the important prioritized things on there. Number four, this is one that consolidation of 401ks, I mean, we see sometimes people move around. They're mobile with their professions. They have three or four. There's no way. It's not very efficient. And there's no way you can keep because they don't all have the same options. So now you got stuff even more spread out with less information because there's not enough anywhere that you can afford to spend that much time on it.
Yeah, I call this the junk drawer 401k strategy, Ron, because what happens is sometimes people need to change employers for multiple reasons, and so they get multiple 401ks. And so instead of consolidating and looking at is that in their best interest, they just let it sit there. And so what happens every month or every quarter, they get their statement, and it just goes in that junk drawer. They just let it sit there, and it piles up, and they don't do anything with it. But the reality is they're not even looking at how do all of these things work together. And maybe consolidating isn't in their best interest. It most likely is, just from the pure risk of it, but also from the comfort of, I don't want six pieces of mail of six separate 401ks. It makes me actually think about a family recently, Ron, we were talking to, and we're helping them with their overall financial plan. And they sent us, they had four statements of everything, and they're moving it over. And right when they're getting to move over, they got another piece in the mail. Oh, yeah, Paul, I forgot. I've got another couple hundred thousand in a statement I forgot to send you that they had completely forgotten about. So make sure you got a consolidation of what that looks like. And it may be a benefit to you for those of you working with fee-based advisors, those advisors who are fiduciary doing what's in your best interest. Sometimes they have tiered fee schedules that can help you lower your overall cost by having it all in one location.
Great point. And everyone listening, this is one of those things, Paul, how often have you caught yourself saying, gosh, you hear something, you read something, you go, I'm going to do that. I'm going to get around to doing it one of these days, and you just never get around to doing it. Again, start committing to six most vital one every night. You'll start getting more done. One of them is to go through this 9-point checklist. We're through number four. Number five is your RMDs, known as required minimum distributions. This is where you need to understand how does this fit in, when are you going to take it, what's required to come out. Because the penalty of not taking an RMD is 50%. You heard me right. 50% of what you should have taken. So not only, and there's a lot of different ways that you can choose to take out your required minimum distribution. It's really going to depend upon your personal situation.
Yeah, Ron, I think about this all the time. It's one of the most unknown things that, hey, as soon as I put all this money away, I've been deferring taxes my whole life. I'm just going to keep deferring them as long as I can. Well, guess what? That's not reality. The government is going to want to get their taxes at some point in time. And for traditional IRAs and your 401ks, you have to, when you're 70 and a half, begin to take those. And if it's a significant dollar amount that you've saved for, which we hope it is, that could have a tax consequence to you. So you have to think about, how does this now impact my Social Security? Maybe I'm getting income from rental sources or other places. Now, all of a sudden, you could be actually, even though you're getting more money, be reducing your net take home because of the impact of a required minimum distribution can have on you. And it makes me think all the time about the people that haven't thought about this, and then they all of a sudden, 10% or 20% less is a material number. But if you can do the tax planning now, and I know we've talked about this in prior Wealth from Wisdom shows, Ron's, is actually your retirement is when you have the greatest control over your tax rate, because you can figure these things out and set a plan. It's not like requirement distributions are going to pop up and suddenly appear. It's not an unforeseen tax situation. But if you plan for it, you can minimize the risk that goes along with it.
Yeah, taxes are a big deal, getting it right, Paul. And it reminds me, this we didn't have this on our 9-point checklist, but something to be aware of. I remember a few years ago, a lady came in and said, my husband and I are getting a divorce, and he's actually, I'm getting to keep my 401k, and I'm going to get his 401k. They're going to do a domestic roller so she could combine them without any taxes. And she goes, he's going to take the business, and we have a stock portfolio. And these assets are not created equal. It's like, she goes, I actually have a little more than he's going to get. And I said, well, let's adjust that for taxes. And she was going to get substantially less. So be aware you're dealing with. It's a great thing. We're able to grow and defer. But there's a, unless it's a Roth 401k, which that's another question to ask your employer, do they offer a Roth 401k? These assets, while they're powerful, they have to be managed consciously because you have a huge, huge tax impact. Number six on the list, Paul, beware of the fees. I mean, you talked about it just a little bit ago, is fees. There's all kinds of fees. There are fees that are for passive investments. And a passive investment is just something you go, you know what? It's an index. There really is no value added to it. It fits a piece of the overall puzzle, and I shouldn't have to pay a lot for that. And then there are fees that, hey, we have something unique that we do. It could be something, an alternative investment. There's a lot of heavy lifting, but they've demonstrated they could generate a return on that. You want to make sure you're not being penny wise and pound foolish, but are you getting an appropriate return on whatever the fee is that the investment's asking you to make?
Yeah. Well, in most 401k plans, Ron, there's the fee of the investment. So what mutual funds or other investments are you in? There's usually a fee for the administrator of their plan. So there's someone who's actually got to do all of the accounting and tax work behind it. And then there's often the fees from the trading or custodian that may go along with it as well. And it's that total package. So we like to call it here, what's your all-in costs? Many people only see the fees that are there, but there's that are visible, or like we use the word transparent. But there's also fees that you can't see as well as part of your plan. So most people, oh, there's no cost to my 401k plan. Well, actually, there can be a significant cost to your 401k plan. And we're not saying there shouldn't be fees, Ron, because, hey, if people are doing service and work to help you be more successful in your plan, they should be compensated for that. But it doesn't need to be excessive. It also doesn't need to be put in vehicles that take extra fees for less return that comes along with it.
Hey, Paul, what's the highest fee you've ever seen in any investment?
Well, I probably have to go look at equity index annuities and other things, 6, 7%.
Well, could you believe I saw one that was at J.P. Morgan in a broker-dealer, and 95% of it was fees because 95% because it was a money market account. They were generating like 40 basis points. The client was getting like 2 basis points out of it. Those are all fees. Everybody
that sounds
was
fair.
Taken. Yeah. I mean, so you have to really be conscious of that. And that's why you need to have the right financial advisor, someone who's going to put your interests ahead of their own. Have you ever wondered, do you have an advisor that's doing that? Are they touching on all the bases? Trust me. If you're hanging on to the wrong advisor, you're getting the gist of what we're talking about, there's a lot of variables here. So if someone's not creating value for you, or they're not fitting all the pieces together, you're going to be the one that's going to be most impacted by this. So you owe it to yourself and your family to really get a second opinion. And we can do that for you. We have a five-step master plan. In this master plan, we address the most critical components to make the most out of every single dollar you've saved. In this analysis, Paul, we do it all the time for our clients. Doesn't cost them anything. If you've saved $100,000, call to schedule your initial analysis right now. Let us prove to you how we can make your money go further in retirement with our five-step master plan. We address the most important and critical components of making the most out of every single dollar you've saved. And it doesn't cost you anything. If you saved at least $100,000, give us a call at 888-419-8513. Getting a second opinion will only benefit you, and it could make all the difference in the world. Call us now, 888-419-8513. We come back. Paul and I are going to continue through the nine steps to improve your 401k. These are checkpoints. These are things you need to do to make your money go further. I'm Ron Carson with Paul West, and you're listening to Wealth and Wisdom.
Trust, transparency, accountability. These are the values that drive Ron Carson and Carson Wealth. You're listening to Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 1230. Good afternoon. I'm Steve Burns. It was the site of the largest firefighting effort of all time in Prince George's County. And now. The building on Berwyn House Road in College Park is coming down. Video there coming from Mark Brady of the Prince George's County Fire Department, who says the apartment building was built somewhat on the cheap.
You can see a lot of wood that was used in the construction of this building, which provided a lot of fuel for the fire. The cause of the fire currently still undetermined.
It was still under construction, and the sprinkler system was not yet turned on when the building went up in flames in April. Maryland Attorney General Brian Frosch is asking a federal court to dismiss a gerrymandering lawsuit. It was filed back in 2013 with Republican voters in Maryland's 6th Congressional District, alleging the map was retaliation against Republican voters. Frosch, however, says the plaintiffs haven't offered any evidence to back that up. Governor Larry Hogan has called for a nonpartisan commission to redraw the lines. 12:32 now, checking on traffic and weather. First, we head back into the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center with Neil West.
95 northbound near Triangle. That crash on the shoulder has cleared. We have a new one, 95 northbound, before Dale City. That's an accident on the shoulder as well. All the lanes taken away in Forest Hills. Connecticut Avenue between Chesapeake Street and Brandywine. An accident blocks those lanes. There's still debris on the road in Gaithersburg, 370 westbound near Route 355. And a new crash, Harry Bird Highway in Sterling at Campus Drive. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Scattered storms this afternoon, highs up to around 90. Partly cloudy tonight, down to the mid-70s. Mostly sunny tomorrow, up around 93. Right now, 86 in Centerville, 85 in Greenbelt. We're at 87 here in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
If you simply take your Social Security benefits at face value, you could trigger an avalanche of taxes that you never expected, forfeit additional benefits that are rightfully yours, and even pay higher Medicare premiums. Ultimately, it could cost you thousands of dollars every single year. But you could avoid this worst-case scenario with a complimentary, customized Social Security analysis from Cornerstone Wealth Management Group right here in the D.C. area. These guys know Social Security. Their analysis is quick and it's easy, and it won't cost you a dime.
If you've saved $100,000 for retirement, call to get your customized analysis right now at 202-759-2323. This is serious money. Thousands of dollars are at stake. So call 202-759-2323. That's 202-759-2323. Advisory services offered through CWM, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
Celebrate America's independence with America's luxury brand, Ted Britt Lincoln. Experience customization you can only get from Lincoln Black Label. And Ted Britt for Life. Lifetime vehicle coverage you can only get from Ted Britt Lincoln of Chantilly. We'll even pick up and deliver your vehicle for all maintenance and warranty service. Prestigious Lincoln Black Label, protected by Ted Britt for Life Lifetime Vehicle Coverage. Shop online now at tedbrittlincoln.com.
What does Advance Auto Parts have to offer? Plenty. Like a rewards program called Speed Perks that gets you $20 off your next purchase when you spend $100 or more. What doesn't Advance Auto Parts have to offer? The recipe to your favorite dish from your favorite restaurant that's been closed for 5 years. So forget that gooey, double-stuffed lasagna and check out Advance Auto Parts rewards program Speed Perks and get $20 off your next purchase when you spend $100 or more. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road. See an Advance team member or go to speedperks.com to sign up.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes
to. And he's been featured in Forbes, Investment News, The Wall Street Journal, CNBC, and more. Now back to Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
You've got a big problem. And you know what it is. You don't give your 401k the time of day. And that, my friend, could cost you thousands of dollars of potential income in retirement every single year unless you take action. Welcome back. I'm Ron Carson with my co-host Paul West, and you're listening to Wealth from Wisdom. How will you avoid the 401k tax trap that could cost you a small fortune? What could you do right now to help this money go further in retirement? We're going to continue on in this segment with our 9-point checklist that could reboot your 401k and ultimately help your money go much, much further for you as you live out the rest of your life, retirement, whatever you want to call it. And so, Paul, let's pick it up at number 7, and that's Roth conversions. I mean, this is, you know, when Roth first came out, a lot of people did crunched all the numbers. For a lot of people, as painful as it was to pay those taxes, it made a lot of sense to do a Roth conversion.
Yeah, I think it's one of the most important things that you need to look at. So as you're going through this process and potentially doing a conversion, there's a lot of things a fiduciary should consider. One, is it in your best interest? And part of that is the tax considerations that go along with that. So many people roll their 401k into a traditional or what's called a rollover IRA. But you can also go in and do a Roth conversion. And so remember, once you convert to a Roth, all your future distributions are tax-free. So it's not like the required minimum distributions we talked about in the prior segment. But remember, there's only certain times you can do this. So one, you can't be working for the same company and do this. That's not a qualification for you. The only way you can is if you're at least over age 59 and a half. But remember, if you convert from a 401k to a Roth, you are going to be taxed, and you're going to have to pay the taxes. So really, here's three things to consider when you're looking at. First, if you expect to pay higher taxes later, this is a good reason to convert to a Roth. Second, if you don't want a forced withdrawal, if you don't want that RMD, that's another reason why moving to a Roth IRA may be the right decision. Also, if you think you're actually going to make more money in the future, so maybe you're going to retire early part of the year, and you really don't need income for the rest of the year, you're not going to be receiving any, that might be a great consideration to convert to a Roth that year because of the tax situation you're in. Ron, there's a huge mistake people can make, and I want to forewarn them about it. If you're going to go down this path, people often get a check sent to them. And the check that's sent to them, you have 60 days to get that deposit. Do not make a mistake and not get that deposited within those 60 days. You do not want to deal with the ramifications that go along with it. There are no exceptions.
Yeah.
None.
I'm just curious. I mean, in your experience, do many people run around with that kind of check and not get around to cashing it for 60 days?
People get, what's the word we don't like, Ron? Busy.
That's right.
They don't make it a priority, right?
They
don't. So we don't want that to happen. But there's other things you're going to have to consider. So one is your income level, because there's phase-out levels of income. So if you're single in 2016, it was $133,000. If you're married, it was $194,000. But work with an advisor or your CPA to figure out if a Roth conversion is the right thing for you, because it certainly could be.
Yeah, and you're right. You got to run the numbers, and the numbers, you know, can be assumed a lot of different scenarios. So really run through them and say, are you comfortable with the assumptions that are being made?
Yeah.
There?
And by the way, look at your numbers too. If your employer offers a Roth 401k for the contribution side of this, I know we've been spending our time talking about the distribution. That is absolutely something to consider. And not all employers currently offer that, Ron, but the ones that do, it's absolutely something that we think many of you should consider, but it's got to be the right avenue for you to take.
Well, and almost as bad as not maximizing the match is, you know, your income's going to go up, the Roth IRA. why not put that money in? You're not going to pay taxes. If you do traditional IRA and you're not that high a bracket, there's not that much of a benefit to you. And this is where you need to sit down with a financial advisor and really figure out what makes sense for you. This next one's a biggie. Number eight on our list, Paul, is there's a widely accepted 4% rule out there that you can withdraw 4%. And this really goes back to the early 1990s, as most experts always said, hey, as a rule of thumb, if you withdraw, it used to be 4.5 and then it became 4, you're going to never run out of money, or at least for 30 years. So, you know, your life expectancy, if you were starting at 65, took you to 95, it took you way beyond life expectancy. Unfortunately, I don't like rules of thumb because everybody's different. Most people have totally different risk budgets than others, and that is what's going to drive how much you can actually pull out of your portfolio.
Yeah. So, Ron, I'm gritting right now because I'm thinking about a recent family that did a really good job, and they used this 4% number. And so what they did is they took the money that they had just rolled over from their 401k and said, hey, I've got this over my lifetime. I'm going to take the 4%. They assumed an 8% growth rate. But by the way, they're not invested purely in the market, so I'm not sure that assumption actually, I am sure that assumption does not match, because that's not correct based on their investment allocation. But my bigger concern was the 4% modeled out, and it showed them with money to last throughout their lifetime. However, Ron, guess what they forgot about? Living expenses.
Yeah.
And are living expenses going to increase or decrease?
Increase.
They're going to increase.
Well, so, they have for my 52 years on this earth.
Yeah. But for your next 52, you don't think they're going to go down?
I think they will go up.
What about the 52 after that?
Go up again.
Okay.
So. And even the 52 after that.
Wow. You made it to 208
well,
then,
that's
right?
What biotechnology is saying, right? You're going to live forever.
All right. Well, if I make it to 156, I'll be good then.
Yeah.
All right.
And if you're going to live forever, you for sure can't use a 4% rule, right?
You're going to point 4. But so something to think about, and the advice given to this family was, I like what you're doing, and it helps you create a framework, but we got to fine-tune the plan. You actually got to get down to the actual numbers and look at the living expenses and create an inflation rate for those, create a healthcare rate and what that could potentially be. And I'd rather stress test your return at a lower return so that you can be more comfortable, because most people think, oh, I'm going to get 8% or 10% a year. They don't realize that you have to be fully invested in the market. And how is it often in the best interest if you're retired to be fully invested in the market? Because I know it's 9 years ago, and it really seems like a lifetime for many of you listening. If a market goes down like it did from 08 to 09 in your retirement, you're not going to be able to stomach that. So I think as you think about this 4% rule and your returns you get along with it, you've got to be careful in that approach.
A lot of people, I'm sure, Paul, are feeling stuck right now because – go look at the projections that were made, and is your plan being continuously updated and adjusted for the current market environment? Because we see it where there was a 10, 11, 12, 13, 14% assumption made for returns. And now, and that's with a 60-40 split. So there's no 60% in equities, 40% in bonds. Bonds or fixed income is getting you almost no return today. And so all of a sudden, the returns you have to get, so make it a, no one minds if they have more money than they thought, but they're going to mind if they have a lot less.
Yeah. So here's an example I'd give you, Ron. So think about many people throughout the country, you put a basketball hoop in your front yard. And so when you put the basketball hoop in the front yard, you got to measure how far to put it in the ground, and then you want it to measure to what? 10 feet.
Yes.
But there's people, I'm sure, out there that have gone and said, you know what? They look up in the sky and say, that looks like 10 feet. Is that good enough? But maybe it's only 9'10", or maybe it's 10'2". That's not good enough, because you're never going to have your child or your grandchild have success, because they've got to be exactly right at 10 feet to match what they're looking for, just like your own personal plan.
That's a great point. So we're talking about priorities today, Paul. And one of the other, we don't see people making the appropriate priority, is figuring out how to get the most out of the Social Security benefits. And this is one of those areas that we get frustrated with, because the government has all of these different rules, regulations. They have tons of red tape. And yet people make choices without all the information, and ultimately there's $10 billion in benefits that go unclaimed every single year. So if you make one simple mistake, or you don't claim it at the right time, or you don't think about the different options or scenarios or pairing methods, especially if you have a spouse, then you could leave tens of thousands of dollars on the table. Hey, $10 billion left every single year. We have an analysis. It doesn't cost you anything. It's called the Social Security Analysis. It's quick, it's easy, and it will not cost you anything to do. If you've saved at least $100,000 for retirement, give us a call for this customized, and we do customize it, Social Security Analysis right now at 888-419-8513. That's 888-419-8513, 888-419-8513. Paul and I today are talking about your 401ks and what are the things you need to check. We've covered 8 of the 9 checklists. It could really help you reboot your 401k. And the single most important thing you can do today is make it a priority, pay attention, and we're going to be right back. You're listening to Wealth from Wisdom with Ron Carson and Paul West.
How could you make your money go further in retirement? Learn how next on Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor Ron Carson.
If you simply take your Social Security benefits at face value, you could trigger an avalanche of taxes that you never expected, forfeit additional benefits that are rightfully yours, and even pay higher Medicare premiums. Ultimately, it could cost you thousands of dollars every single year. But you could avoid this worst-case scenario with a complimentary, customized Social Security analysis from Cornerstone Wealth Management Group right here in the D.C. area. These guys know Social Security. Their analysis is quick and it's easy, and it won't cost you a dime.
If you've saved $100,000 for retirement, call to get your customized analysis right now at 202-759-2323. This is serious money. Thousands of dollars are at stake. So call 202-759-2323. That's 202-759-2323. Advisory services offered through CWM, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
Did you know slow internet can actually hold your business back? Say goodbye to slow downloads, slow backups, slow everything. Comcast Business offers blazing fast and reliable internet that's over 6 times faster than slow internet from the phone company. Say hello to fast internet speeds up to 250 megabits per second. Plus, did you know that in addition to fast internet, you can also add TV and phone for your business for just an additional $34.90 a month? Comcast Business TV helps keep your employees informed, and you get full-featured phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calls. And did you know all this is only a phone call away? Call 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 10-15-17. Restrictions apply. Limited one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Compares Comcast 250 megabits per second and 40 megabits per second DSL downloads.
At Advance Auto Parts, you can find the knowledge and parts you need to get the job done. Think of us as that friendly neighbor who genuinely cares about you and is always willing to lend a helping hand without expecting anything in return. Unlike Jerry, who always has something come up and then wonders why he isn't invited over on Sundays. You know what you did, Jerry? Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even 3 U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollandBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. That's BollandBranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
In the developing world, more than 400 children are born every day with a cleft lip and or palate. In America, these babies have surgery, but in many developing countries, children with untreated clefts live in isolation. They struggle to eat, speak, and even breathe. Many are teased. Some are even abandoned. Help give a smile to these children. Smile Train empowers local doctors to do a simple corrective surgery for as little as $250. And it's 100% free for the child's family. Learn more at smiletrain.org.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
He's a publisher, author, and he's been featured in Forbes, Investment News, The Wall Street Journal, CNBC, and more. Now back to Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
Contributing to your 401k is easy. It doesn't get much easier than that. You go in, you check a box, they maybe add some money to it. There's just not a lot that you have to do. It's easy. It's like the Roach Motel when it goes in. But getting it out, that can be a whole other story. And if you don't have the right strategy, you don't take the proper steps today, it could cost you a small fortune in taxes, penalties, and fees. And by the time you get around to going, oh, there was a better way, I'll bet there may not be enough time to do something about it. Hey, welcome back. I'm Ron Carson with co-host Paul West, and you're listening to Wealth from Wisdom. We've been talking about the checklist to reboot your 401k. We've covered 8 of those. Paul, the final one, number 9, and remember, we know you're busy. We know you live in the whirlwind of life. Make it a priority to go through and at least do these 9 simple checks. And this one is making sure that you got the beneficiaries right and all your retirement accounts, not just your 401k, are titled, if you have an estate plan, consistent with your estate plan. Rarely will these plans, should we recommend go to a trust, and you want to go to a named beneficiary. But how often people come in, they're transferring assets, and they don't have a beneficiary, or they don't have the right one, or they had an ex-spouse or somebody that shouldn't even be their beneficiary anymore, Paul.
Yeah, this is one of the simplest things you can do, but one of the most overlooked. Every year is the minimum. It's like your physical, it's your health checkup. And we know people skip those also, Ron. But this is something you need to make sure of. And actually, does your advisor help you do this? Because it's something that they should be going through your annual review, besides your financial plan and your cash flow report and a report on how your investments are doing and all those other things. A beneficiary checkup is critical. Because one of the things that happens is if you make a mistake with this, the repercussions for your family. Now, you're not around for it, but as you're watching from other locations, you don't want to know that's happening.
How do you know that?
How do I know that?
Yeah.
I know in my mind.
No, that you're not around.
Well, that's my estimate.
Okay,
so,
don't know.
That's my belief.
You're not there watching the pain, but didn't you see Ghost with Demi Moore?
It was a long time ago.
Okay. Because she was around. She could sense her. So, was that Patrick Swayze, I think?
Patrick Swayze, I believe, was in that movie.
Yeah.
So, whoever you want to be, a ghost, a figment, whatever it may be there. But I don't want to put that pain. I don't want to think about that for my wife, for my children, for grandchildren, hopefully at that point in time that all happens. So there's ways to pass your 401k and your retirement accounts along to the one you love. Many of you maybe have heard about an inherited IRA or you've experienced that. So that's something that could go along with it. You're going to need advice from a professional there. Don't try to do that on your own because there's complications that go along with it. Complications related to, guess what? The dreaded RMD comes back in again, and how much distribution do you have to take? And then there's differences in the rules based on, is it on your life expectancy? Or if you have multiple beneficiaries, is it based on the oldest person's life expectancy who's part of the beneficiaries? And if that's where it starts to get complicated, Ron, and that's where people let it go over their head. So think about ways to always review this, make sure it's correct. It's a box to check every year, just like getting your physical. Just like going to the dentist and making sure you get those cleanups, you're going to feel so much better always knowing that they're correct. And it surprises me, Ron, in reviews, especially that we see with new relationships and people, that this hasn't been looked at in like 5 years, 7 years, 10 years. It makes me think about this weekend I got my updated annual homeowner's insurance policy. And I look at it and I'm like, this just doesn't look right to me. And what didn't look right was the average annual increase that happened. And
how
I didn't
much,
have
how
any.
Much was it?
It was like 12.5%. So it was a significant number. And I didn't have any claims over the last year. So
yeah.
I don't want to happen. But it was almost like, is the pain of change too much there?
Right.
But if I wouldn't have looked at it, I probably said, oh, same coverage, file it away, don't do anything with it. But you got to look, the devil's in the details that goes along with it here. So I was thinking about, I was telling you in between segments here, Ron, about a family that it's interesting to me. So they, too, like many of you, worked very hard and had a 401k plan and a retirement plan, and now they're in retirement. And so what's one of the most important things we hear across all of the Wealth from Wisdom land is help me with retirement income planning.
Yeah.
And so this individual, we helped build a plan. And it was important to them. They'd worked hard their whole life, but they didn't understand how do I get a paycheck out of my 401k plan? And now it's in an IRA. And so last week we were talking with him, and it was re-explaining, here's how much money's coming out of your IRA every year. Here's how much money you're getting from Social Security. Here's how much money you're getting from investments. And here's how that all adds up and works together. That's a lot, right?
It
I
is.
Mean, and it's complicated
it's really
and scary.
About retirement readiness.
Yeah.
Right? What income? How much can I get, and is it going to be enough?
Yeah. And so then, but what was important to him was, hey, I really don't need to take any more money out of these retirement plans because I eventually want them to move on to my family if I don't need them. So, Paul, what's the best way for me to set that up? And so how you pass your 401k and retirement plans to the people you love is critical. Ron, I love this phrase, but what you don't know can hurt you, and it can hurt your family. So spending the time to getting that set up correctly, go do something about it. You're
yes.
sitting here listening today. Make sure you do something.
And Paul, $4.4 trillion in assets, 52 million active participants, and there's just a lot of money out there that mistakes can be made with. And here was an interesting study AARP did. It asked and surveyed participants. 71% of those that responded said they didn't think they were paying any 401k fees. Isn't that shocking?
Zero?
Zero. 71% didn't think they were paying anything. That was just something, because if you don't see it, you're not thinking about it. And so this is really make it a priority, not necessarily with us, but with somebody, because I've traveled, I've 39 cities so far this year, Paul, talking to financial advisors. We want to make our profession better. And what we're communicating is help your clients make the complex simple, right? It's complex. There's a lot going on, but you got to make it simple for them. How are you going to do this? Total transparency with all fees and costs. Be committed to getting it out there so they know exactly what they're paying and what they're going to get. Number two, an effective game plan. If you can't tell from what we're talking about, planning is critical. And three, advice in a common language so people know what the heck we're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, I think about the big thing you can get from the show today is take action. What's the worst thing that happens? You get a second opinion, and you don't have to make any changes because you're set up right. That feels good.
And to that note, Paul, you and I get tons of questions from our listeners, and thank you. We love hearing
Absolutely.
Them. Absolutely. And we get questions about optimizing your Social Security or, you know, hey, the 401k, the 9 checklist, can I get that? Can you just send me out a sheet? I want to go back and listen to the whole show. Questions on long-term care estate planning. There is no bad question, by the way. There absolutely, positively is no bad question. Email me personally at ron@wealthfromwisdomradio.com. That's ron@wealthfromwisdomradio.com. We answer every single email that we get. It doesn't cost you anything, and we love helping. That's why we chose this profession. And you know what? We're tremendous librarians. We're not necessarily a library of information, but we're librarians. We know where to go to get the information if we don't have it internally, and we love doing that. The email address, again, is roncarson@wealthfromwisdomradio.com. Paul, love doing these with you. You know, we feel like we're moving the needle. We're informing people on how to make better decisions as it relates to their money. And now you've got time. Make it a priority. We know everybody's busy. You got the whirlwind of life, but make it a priority to do something about it. I'm Ron Carson, my co-host Paul West, and thank you for listening to Wealth from Wisdom.
Risk, Social Security, income, taxes, estate planning. Every week we talk about how to make your money go further in retirement, right here on Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor Ron Carson.
Okay, and here's the legal mumbo jumbo. The opinions voiced in Wealth from Wisdom with Ron Carson are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine what is appropriate for you, consult a qualified professional. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. Investing involves risk, including possible loss of principal. No strategy assures success or protects from loss. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
If you simply take your Social Security benefits at face value, you could trigger an avalanche of taxes that you never expected, forfeit additional benefits that are rightfully yours, and even pay higher Medicare premiums. Ultimately, it could cost you thousands of dollars every single year. But you could avoid this worst-case scenario with a complimentary, customized Social Security analysis from Cornerstone Wealth Management Group right here in the D.C. area. These guys know Social Security. Their analysis is quick, and it's easy, and it won't cost you a dime.
If you've saved $100,000 for retirement, call to get your customized analysis right now at 202-759-2323. This is serious money. Thousands of dollars are at stake. So call 202-759-2323. That's 202-759-2323. Advisory services offered through CWM, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
The preceding program was paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program were not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk.